News, weather, traffic, and talk for both sides of the bay. This is Mobile Mornings on FM Talk 106.5.
Good bit of a warm-up today, getting started in the 40s. More detail from Dr. Bill Williams coming up in just 30 seconds. Right now, we'll check the ride in. Here's Kane with traffic.
Good morning, everyone. From the Pitts & Sons Towing and Recovery Traffic Center, starting the day off with accident-free conditions and light traffic from Saraland, Chickasaw, and Pritchard to that 1065 split, Tillman's Corner and Theodore, light traffic there. As the school buses are traveling again this morning for the first time this week, no delays across the Bayway or the Causeway. Jubilee Roofing is a name you can trust. They've been serving Mobile and Baldwin County for over 20 years. As the best-rated roofing company in the area, providing new roofs and roof repairs from small repairs to larger, more complex jobs with insurance assistance. See them at JubileeRoofing.com. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
The Gulf Coast can expect mostly cloudy skies today with a few showers. It will be mild with temperatures in the lower 60s. Tonight, showers, lows in the upper 50s. And then tomorrow, showers and mild with highs in the upper 60s. This is meteorologist Dr. Boo Williams for FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
MedSouth and Foley has been improving patient lives through a variety of healthcare services for over 30 years. They are well equipped to help with all your medical equipment needs and accept most major insurances, including Medicare. MedSouth carries a large selection of CPAP machines and supplies, nebulizers and oxygen, even power wheelchairs. Back pain? Back bracing is their specialty. Better living starts with a visit to MedSouth on McKenzie Street in Foley. MedSouth, providing quality care for their patients and community every day.
The news, weather, and traffic you need. The talk you want. And the sports you love. This is FM Talk. FM Talk 106.5.
Hi, I'm Joan London. When I needed to find senior care for my mom, I really struggled to find the right fit until I found an advisor, someone who had been through this before. That's why I recommend A Place for Mom, the nation's largest senior living referral service. They have experts who will help you ask the right questions and find the right place. Call A Place for Mom today.
To speak with a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom, 1-800-316-0266. That's 1-800-316-0266.
A Place for Mom has helped over 200,000 families find the right senior care for their parents, from assisted living to independent living, even Alzheimer's care, and have local advisors that can help explain your options at no cost to you.
To speak with a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom, 1-800-316-0266. That's 1-800-316-0266.
Call today.
608 FM Talk 106.5 at Mobile Mornings. It's Tuesday style. Sean and Dalton. Kelly will be back with us soon. And Dr. Bill Williams has our forecast coming up at around 6:35. Kane keeps us up to date with traffic. Plus, Quinn Hillier will check in right after 8 o'clock this morning. And we're always turning up your voice, whether the text line or the phone line, at 343-0106. 343-0106. I know that I've seen a lot of emails here and social media posts about what can be done for Chrissy Tudor, the widow of the slain Mobile police officer, Sean Tudor. I know this, that there's this is now slated that coming up on Thursday, and the public's invited to pay their respects from 5 to 8 p.m., and this is going to be that will be the first part of this, another public service, 10 to 11 a.m. on Friday, and the graveside burial. They have set this now. It's going to be at Mobile Memorial Garden Cemetery, 6100 Three Notch Corner Road. So those dates have been set.
There's also and we'll link this through on our website and social media, but WKRG posting a Facebook fundraiser for fallen Mobile police officer Sean Tudor's family. They're going to hold the fundraiser at Azalea Manor on Sunday on February 10th from 11 a.m. till 4 p.m. They're going to have music, food, and an auction, and all those proceeds that they get from that will go directly to his wife, Chrissy.
Okay. Well, so we need to, so that's going to be up on our Facebook?
Yeah, it'll be in the three big things on our website here in just a couple minutes, and also on our Facebook page.
All right. We'll check it out there. And also, speaking of giving back and helping out, these stories will be going on at the same time, of course, helping out the family of Mobile Police Officer Tudor. But at the same time, those government workers that are working and not getting paid, Coast Guard, so many members of the Coast Guard around here, so many families affected. And I was talking yesterday about trying to, you know, work through a couple ideas here. And I'm still working on that one, the idea of giving back and providing. I know there's a lot of people here at the end of hunting season, maybe want to have some, shoot some deer, have that meat process, donate that to the families. But also I know that Justin and the crew over at Saltwater Fanatics sent me this yesterday. And this is kind of cool. They have their gun raffle going on, a drawing for a this really nice turkey hunting shotgun, and they have a raffle ticket. They said the drawings can be held when 1,000 tickets are sold. The proceeds will go specifically to the Chief Petty Officers Association, which benefits the Coast Guard. This is, once again, through Saltwater Fanatics, and that's, you know, F-I-N. I get the joke, just F-I-N-A-D-D-I-C-T-S. And they're doing this. They're selling these raffle tickets, $20 per ticket. And you get 6 tickets for $100. There's your value. And they're going to do a raffle, the money going to the Coast Guard on this. We'll put more information up on this on our Facebook page and link it through. And as well, another Facebook page where we do these things. Sometimes we have the FM Talk 106.5 Facebook page, but also the FM Talk 106.5 Outdoors Facebook page. Some things like this that are outdoors related as well, we'll put it up there as well. So y'all check it out. Coming up, we'll check in with Dalton, talk some sports here. I saw this, and can this be real? I saw a post that said Goodell has the power to actually send the Saints to the Super Bowl.
Yeah, that's actually deep in the bowels of the NFL playbook. There's a rule that the commissioner, who would be Roger Goodell, who Saints fans already didn't like before Sunday's game, there is a rule where he has the power, if something is as blatant as that non-call on Sunday, he could get them to either replay the entire game, he could award the Saints the win if he felt like it was that big of a mistake, or he could get them to replay from the point of that penalty where the penalty would have been awarded. But we all know that's not going to happen.
There's a chance.
There is that rule, but I don't know why it's in there, because if you're not going to use it for this, when would you use that rule?
Good point. We'll talk about that. Some more sports is coming up, plus Katarina Lukatic from News 5 checks in with more on yesterday's procession honoring Officer Tudor, and more on the information for the visitation and the funeral. That's all coming up right here on Mobile Mornings.
And that fundraiser is now linked through on our website, fmtalk1065.com and facebook.com/fmtalk1065.
Buying or selling a business is one of the biggest life decisions you may ever make. Transworld Business Advisors of Mobile offers turnkey brokerage services that successfully and confidentially bring buyers and sellers of businesses together. If you have ever considered selling your business, contact Bill Kleintrot and his team for a completely confidential, no-cost, no-obligation consultation. Our value is maximizing your value. Visit tworld.com/mobile.
I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5. State Auditor Jim Ziegler will kick off his exploratory campaign for U.S. Senate in Baldwin County later today. He announced his intentions to challenge incumbent Democratic Senator Doug Jones in November. Ziegler will speak at the Gift Horse Restaurant this morning at 11:30 in Foley. The deadline to qualify for the 2020 Alabama U.S. Senate race is November of this year. The U.S. is now in the fifth week of the longest government shutdown on record, and it might not be long until the shutdown starts affecting public schools. School leaders around the country may be faced with the challenge of scraping together money to feed low-income students. Typically, thanks to school meal programs, the government pays school districts back for meals they cover up front. But with shutdown, schools might eventually have to dip into reserves. It's Senior Bowl week in Mobile. The All-Stars hit the field for their first practice today. You can watch those at Ladd People Stadium at 1:30 for the South, followed by the North at 3:30. A few years ago, the game decided to take seniors who graduated. This year's game has a record number of 10 playing.
We're not just bringing in juniors to say we're bringing in juniors.
Kickoff for the Senior Bowl, 1:30 Saturday. I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News.
Jillian, did you borrow the noodle nose pliers?
Does Reinhold know you're out here going through his tools?
He won't mind. I'm getting ready to unfix a few of our expenses.
What do you mean?
He was saying that our business will suffer if we don't do something to lower our fixed expenses. I figured if they're already fixed and they're still causing a problem, then I can just unfix them and that should solve everything, right?
Kinda, sorta, yeah. I mean, you're going about it the wrong way. You don't need tools, just a telephone. Making a call to the Jack Green Insurance Agency is what you should do if you're looking to lower your fixed expenses. Jack Green is always helping people lower their insurance premiums on all types of commercial insurance.
Helping people in business stay in business.
That's right.
What a concept.
It's pretty simple.
Jack can save you money on your homeowners and the all-important wind coverage. Call Jack Green for your quote today in Mobile, 251-344-5393.
Step away from the power tools.
Sorry.
Are you persuasive? Are you persistent? Are you prepared? Those three qualities will help go a long way as an account manager with FM Talk 106.5. It's an opportunity to get out of the office and work with local businesses, helping them expand their marketing. Experience is preferred, but we'll work with you if you're not, training you in radio advertising. This is Bill Roth, Director of Sales. Drop me an email to jobs at fmtalk1065.com today, and we'll set up an appointment. That's jobs at fmtalk1065.com.
A new NBA record. The NFL set to consider making pass interference reviewable. And I've got the Senior Bowl schedule for you leading into Saturday's big game. It's 6:16 on FM Talk 106.5. I'm Dalton Orwig, and it's time for the Mobile Morning Sports Report. It is Senior Bowl week here in Mobile. The players began showing up on Sunday, and yesterday, Executive Director Jim Nagy kicked off the event with a press conference alongside Missouri quarterback Drew Locke and Auburn's Deshaun Davis. If you want to make it out to Ladd Peebles this week to watch some of the team practices, they are all open and free to the public, and it gets started this afternoon at 1:30 when the South team takes the field. They'll practice until 3 o'clock, followed by the North squad practicing from 3:30 until 5. Then tomorrow at 12:30, the North team gets to Ladd Peebles to kick off practice. They'll practice through 2:30, and the South team takes the field from 3 until 5. And on Thursday, they wrap up the week of practice at 12:30 with the North squad taking the field, and at 3 o'clock, the South team takes the field. The North squad will be coached by John Gruden and the Oakland Raiders staff, so that should be fun to watch him yell at some players this week. And the South team will be coached by Kyle Shanahan and the San Francisco 49ers. The Senior Bowl is set for kickoff at 1:30 on Saturday at Ladd Peebles Stadium, and it will air on NFL Network. The Washington Post reported yesterday that the NFL will consider making pass interference a reviewable play this offseason in the wake of the shocking non-call late in the fourth quarter of Sunday's NFC Championship game between Los Angeles and New Orleans. A league source said that it will be discussed at length, along with additional fouls that coaches feel should be subject to review. Judgment calls like pass interference penalties are currently non-reviewable, and at least 24 NFL owners would need to approve making such calls and non-calls reviewable plays.
It's like a fox. Let's regulate the fox after he's done ate everything in the hen house.
And that's the patented NFL move. Whenever there's a huge public outcry over something, they say, we'll take a look at that.
Uh-huh.
We might take a look at that.
How many times do they actually do something?
Very, very seldomly.
Yeah.
The Associated Press released their newest set of top 25 rankings for college basketball on Monday, and there's a new team on top. Tennessee comes in at number one in the new poll, climbing two spots during their first top ranking since 2008, only the second time they've been number one in the school's history. The Volunteers received 48 of 64 first-place votes after Duke, Michigan, and Virginia all suffered losses last week. Kentucky rose four spots to number eight after beating Auburn on Saturday. The loss dropped the Tigers two spots to number 16. Ole Miss fell two spots to number 20. Mississippi State comes in at number 22, and the LSU Tigers entered the poll at number 25. There were plenty of NBA games to watch if you were off work yesterday for Martin Luther King Jr. Day. Golden State's Klay Thompson set an NBA record by nailing his first 10 three-point attempts and finished with 44 points in the Warriors' 130-111 victory over the Los Angeles Lakers.
And Thompson again! He is 10 for 10 from three-point range and 7 for 7 in the quarter.
That call from TNT last night. Golden State has now won 8 games in a row and is 2-0 since DeMarcus Cousins returned from a torn Achilles. Philadelphia's Joel Embiid had 32 points and 14 rebounds in the 76ers' 121-93 win over the Houston Rockets. Houston's James Harden scored 30 points for the 20th consecutive game in the loss. New Orleans beat Memphis 105-85 without their top player Anthony Davis. Chicago snapped a 10-game losing streak with a 104-88 win over Cleveland. Boston topped Miami 107-99. Oklahoma City took care of the New York Knicks 127-109. The Knicks have now lost 14 of their last 15 games. Milwaukee topped Dallas 116-106. Atlanta fell to Orlando 122-103. Washington beat Detroit 101-87. D'Angelo Russell scored 31 points, leading Brooklyn past Sacramento 123-94. And Portland beat Utah 109-104. 6:20 now on FM Talk 106.5. I'm Dalton Orwig, and that's a look at sports right here on Mobile Mornings.
What if you only needed one company to take on all your technology challenges? Introducing the new C Spire Business. the industry's first full-stack managed solutions provider. Over 500 service professionals, over 8,600 miles of fiber, and the ninth-ranked cloud in the entire world, all into a single managed IT portfolio. The new cSpire Business. Consider IT managed. Learn more at cSpire.com/business. cSpire. Customer inspired.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
The Gulf Coast can expect mostly cloudy skies today with a few showers. It will be mild with temperatures in the lower 60s. Tonight, showers, lows in the upper 50s. And then tomorrow, showers and mild with highs in the upper 60s. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
If you're a small business owner, you know what you mean to your customers. You're the local pro, a neighborhood problem solver, a person in their community they know will treat them right. I'm State Farm Agent Allison Horner, and I'm no different. I run a small business here in Mobile, too, and I'm perfectly positioned to understand your needs and help you protect your small business. Find me at Cottage Hill and Hillcrest Roads or on my website, AllisonHorner.com, for small business insurance today.
Good morning, everyone. From the JubileeRoofing.com traffic center, it's been a nice start so far. A little chilly again, so hit the heater on the way out. But Mobile Police Department, county and state troopers are clear. If you're traveling out towards Tillman's Corner and Theodore, but a good ride westbound I-10 all the way out towards Grand Bay Wilmer Road. Are you starting the new year on a wellness plan? How about eliminating some post-holiday stress by visiting the newly renovated spa at the Grand Hotel, a 20,000-square-foot European spa with jacuzzi, steam room, dry sauna, and more? See them at Grand1847.com. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106. Five traffic.
622 FM Talk 106.5 at Mobile Morning. Glad to have you here on this Tuesday. Sean Dalton, Dr. Bill Kane with traffic. Full weather discussion with Dr. Bill on the way in just a second. I do want to check in with News 5's Katarina Lukatich to talk more about fallen officer Tudor and the couple things. Number one, yesterday, as the body of officer Tudor was moved, folks lining the streets here in Mobile, Katarina.
Yeah, they did. Hundreds lined the streets yesterday to pay their respects to Officer Tudor, which really just shows how much our community really supports the men and women who wear the badge, which is so nice to see. And so that procession was from the medical examiner's office to Mobile Memorial Gardens, where his body is being held now. And then there will be another procession route on Friday morning following his funeral. So that will be another chance that people didn't get to come out yesterday. They can come out on Friday following his funeral as his body is taken from the church back to Mobile Memorial Garden.
I can't help to think about that procession for Officer Billa that's just a year ago, and just the huge procession that went through the streets of Mobile. I wonder if something like that is to be expected for Officer Tudor.
Yeah, I imagine it's going to be the same thing, and I was really surprised in a good way last year to see how many people came out and lined the streets for Officer Billa. It really was hundreds, which really just shows, how much this community does support the men and women in law enforcement, and especially the families of those who make the ultimate sacrifice here. We know that Officer Tudor leaves behind a wife, and she was the one who posted on Facebook yesterday making those announcements of the funeral arrangements.
Okay, and can you run through those for visitation or graveside, both actually?
Yeah, so the first visitation is going to be on Thursday evening from 5 until 8. It's going to be at Dauphin Way Baptist Church. So that's on Dauphin Street. It is right near the I-65 interchange. You can't miss it if you're on I-65. It's the big church there on Dauphin Street. So first visitation is on Thursday. It's open to the public from 5 until 8. There's going to be a second shorter visitation on Friday, the day of the funeral. That second visitation will be from 10 to 11 Friday morning. And the funeral service will be immediately following that, starting about 11. And then whenever that funeral service wraps up, which is normally between an hour and an hour and a half, that is when the procession from Dauphin Way Baptist Church to Mobile Memorial Gardens will be. Now, we're not exactly sure yet. It hasn't been announced what the procession route is going to be, but as soon as we get that information, it's going to be posted on WKRG.com, and I'm sure y'all will have it as well.
I remember back last year with the procession for Officer Billa, and I think I'm right on this, that there were still people, I know I was right because I was talking to people on both ends, there were people still, I think that was at Cottage Hill Baptist Church, there were still people at the church
and there were people already at Mobile Memorial Gardens. In other words, it was the length of the route had people. I mean, there were people already at the graveside, and there were people still at the leaving the church. I mean, it was unreal.
Yeah, it was amazing. And so many different officers, not only from around the states, but from surrounding states as well. I remember last year during Officer Bill's processions, there was officers from the Mississippi Gulf Coast, from the Florida Panhandle, and from states all around is coming down to pay their respects. So it was really amazing. And you are right, there were people still sitting at Cottage Hill Baptist Church when Officer Bill's casket was already at Mobile Memorial Gardens.
Maybe we'll see something at that level as well coming up for Officer Tudor and coming up on Friday. Katarina, thank you for your update here. We'll check back with you soon.
All right. Thanks, Sean.
All right. Katarina Lukatich from News 5 checking in, 625 FM Talk 106.5. And, of course, we're going to keep you up to date here on the air. We'll do it on our Facebook page, our Twitter feed, all that information as it comes out. We will pass along. But y'all remember that? Remember the procession there for Officer Billa?
Mm-hmm.
Remember that? We're left Cottage Hill Baptist and stretched that hole. And I see the same thing that will probably be happening on Friday.
And as Officer Tudor's family and friends start to talk a little bit about the guy that he was and how great of a man he was, WKRG sent one of their reporters, Chris Best, out to Clay County, Florida, where Officer Tudor was an officer before he came to Mobile. He served in Palatka, Florida, and talked to one of his friends, Sergeant Zach Cox of the Clay County, Florida Sheriff's Office. Zach Cox said that Tudor was an absolute stand-up guy and very well-liked throughout the community, and that echoes the sentiments that we've heard from the rest of Sean Tudor's friends and family after they've been speaking.
And we're going to, I'm sure, continue to hear more as the days go by. I mean, this pain, very new for this family and for fellow officers, like Katarina said, all over the place, but especially his family with the Mobile Police Department. And we keep their family and police department and all law enforcement in our prayers. And we will continue to pass on the information. Make sure if you get a chance on Friday, you want to stop by. You know, you don't have to know the person. You just have to go by and pay your respects.
And that information is also up on our website right now, FM Talk 106.5. So if you didn't get the chance to jot down while Katarina was talking and saying when the visitation and the funeral will be, just go to FM Talk 106.5.
All right. 627 FM Talk 106.5 on the way. Staff meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams. You got some rain in the forecast. We'll talk about how much and when, and then cold air returns. We'll get to that discussion coming up in just a couple minutes. We'll check in with News 5 next.
I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5. Mobile police are investigating a double homicide. Two people were found dead inside a home on Claude Harris Drive Sunday night. The victims' names or cause of death have not been released, and right now police say they don't have a suspect in custody. A criminal investigation is underway into an alleged rape involving students at the Alabama School of Math and Science. We're told it didn't happen on the campus of ASMS. School administrators met with both parties involved. One of them changed their interpretation of the event. That's when a criminal investigation was launched. The school also began an internal investigation. ASMS says they're treating the matter in the most serious way possible. Funeral arrangements are set for Mobile Police Officer Sean Tudor. Visitation will be held Thursday night at Dauphin Way Baptist Church from 5 until 8. On Friday, another visitation at Dauphin Way at 10 in the morning, followed by the funeral at 11 o'clock. Officer Tudor was shot and killed Sunday afternoon while following up on an investigation at the Peach Place Inn in West Mobile. The man accused of killing him, 19-year-old Marco Perez, was denied bond Monday. I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News. News 5.
Are you planning a party, special event, wedding, or corporate function? Well, let Naaman's Catering be part of your next event. Hi, I'm Alec Naaman with Naaman's Catering, and we take great pride in helping you with your special event. Our team of professional event planners bring many years of experience to guide you through the process and event to remember. Call Naaman's Catering today at 473-3900 and let our team be part of your next event. Check out our website at naamanscatering.com. Look us up on Facebook and give us a like. Just remember, Naaman's Catering for all your catering needs. Go Jags!
Mobile Bay Coins, this is Ron.
Ron, it's Bob.
Hey, Bob, how's it been?
I heard that my brother Dave has a whopper of a hunting story, but I promise you, I can top it. Three of us went up to the hunting camp a few weeks ago, shot some hogs that were tearing up the feed plots. Even got to drive up there in style in Mrs. Bob's new SUV since my truck's been acting up.
So, Bob, what happened?
It really wasn't my fault. We loaded up the cooler with the meat, and somehow the cooler plug got knocked off.
Oh, no.
Ron, it's worse. The liquid from the cooler soaked the carpet under the floor mats. None of us noticed until we started smelling the stench. About a week later, the detail shop thinks we may need to replace all of the carpet in her vehicle, and she's not talking to me right now.
Bob, come down to the shop. We just got some really nice silver bracelets in. And maybe Tony can make you some custom sterling nose plugs.
That's not funny.
Mobile Bay Coins, much more than a coin store. At 2204 Government Street, on Facebook, and at 251-725-1590.
If you're experiencing a temporary financial hardship and are struggling to pay your mortgage, we may be able to help you keep your home. Hardest Hit Alabama is a federally funded foreclosure prevention program. If you qualify, Hardest Hit Alabama can pay your mortgage payments on your behalf or provide other forms of assistance. We've helped thousands of Alabama homeowners, and we may be able to help you. Visit HardestHitAlabama.com to learn more. Brought to you by Hardest Hit Alabama, the Alabama Broadcasters Association, and this station.
Paul Whelan, the former U.S. Marine being held by the Russians on spy charges, was denied bail in a Moscow courtroom this morning. Afghanistan is reeling from a Taliban attack on a military base in the country's east that killed at least 45 people and wounded more than 70, mostly military personnel and trainees. Well, there's going to be a break in the frigid temperatures, as meteorologist Chad Myers tells us.
Well, we do warm up a little bit today compared to yesterday, but much warmer tomorrow and Thursday, so there's some good news. Temperatures right now are just ridiculous for pets and people out there. Temperatures, wind chill factors somewhere around zero all across the Northeast right now.
But snow will create difficult travel from Nebraska and Kansas to northern regions of Minnesota and Michigan, and the deep freeze will return by the weekend for many areas. In Wake Forest, North Carolina, a teenager who threatened to shoot the parents of third graders is due in court today. 18-year-old Isaiah David Napier was arrested yesterday. Stock futures down as Wall Street returns from holiday. I'm Michael Toscano.
I'm Jennifer Kishinko with Your Money Now. Toyota and Panasonic say they are setting up a joint venture to research, manufacture, and sell batteries for ecological autos, an increasingly lucrative sector amid concerns about global warming. The joint venture, which is to be running by the end of 2020, will sell products to various automakers. Linde has closed the U.S. asset sales required by regulators to finalize its merger with Praxair and operate as one company, but it can't get final clearance because of the federal government shutdown. For now, the operation remain in limbo until the situation is resolved. Sunday night's game between the Patriots and Chiefs was the second most watched and rated AFC Championship game in 42 years. The overtime thriller on CBS averaged 53.9 million viewers, just shy of the 54.8 million that viewed the Steelers' victory over the Jets in 2011. Fox's telecast of the NFC Championship between the Rams and Saints averaged 44.2 million. On Wall Street, futures pointing to a moderately lower open. That's Your Money Now.
24/7, 365. You're up and at 'em every day, so you don't want something like Medicare Part D to slow you down. At Walgreens, we'll take care of your Medicare Part D prescriptions, saving you time and money. Make the switch to Walgreens today and get more by earning 100 balance reward points and save up to $5 on each Medicare Part D prescription when Walgreens is your preferred pharmacy. Walgreens, trusted since 1901. Prescription savings applies to Tier 1 generics when you fill out a preferred versus a non-preferred pharmacy on select plans. Points can't be earned in New York, New Jersey, or Arkansas. Other restrictions and limitations apply.
Even in my own home, I had my own designated space to smoke. If I think about it, it really was like I was punishing myself. A friend of mine said, why wouldn't you just try the Juul? And so I went out and I bought one. The idea of going back to smoking, I couldn't even imagine doing that. I don't think anyone, including myself, thought that I could switch.
Carolyn made the switch October 2016. Make the switch at JUUL.com. Warning, this product contains nicotine. Nicotine is an addictive chemical.
Good morning for the StoneArmsInc.com Traffic Center. Mobile Police Department, County and State Troopers are clear. No delays across the Bayway. If you traffic from Fairhope, Daphne, and Spanish Fort, it's been a good start to the morning. 1065 split heading northbound up towards Pritchard, Chickasaw, and Saraland won't find any delays. Spring Hill Toyota at 3062 Government Boulevard in Mobile with the all-new 2019 Toyota Tundra with 0% financing for up to 60 months or $6,200 in savings. Model 8377. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 Traffic.
Now weather with Mobile Radio's only staff meteorologist, Dr. Bill Williams.
635 FM Talk 106.5, and good morning, Dr. Bill.
Good morning, Sean.
Warmer today in the 40s, not the 30s, as we get started.
And we're going to continue to warm up, Sean. We'll be in the 60s this afternoon. Yesterday, we started out at 29 degrees. That was the coldest we've had so far this winter. We got up into the 50s yesterday. About 57 was the high. So we'll top that today, as I mentioned, about 62 degrees. And the wind will be picking up out of the southeast around 10 to 20 miles per hour. The fact that it's out of the southeast means there's more moisture in the air, and we could see a few showers, in fact, develop this afternoon. Now, tonight, we're going to feel the effects of a warm front that's going to produce showers all along the Gulf Coast. So tonight, look for showers with temperatures in the upper 50s. And then tomorrow, a cold front will move out of Texas and will sweep across Mississippi and Alabama. And so we'll be affecting us late tomorrow afternoon or tomorrow evening. So a good chance for showers tomorrow, especially in the afternoon and evening. And quite mild tomorrow. We're going to be approaching 70 degrees tomorrow, at least up to 68. And the wind, again, still out of the south and southwest. Then the cold front moves in late tomorrow, and we're going to cool down rapidly tomorrow night so that by daybreak on Thursday, we're going to see temperatures in the mid-30s. Thursday, sunny skies and about 52. We'll be down in the mid-30s Thursday night. Friday, another nice day, sunny and about 55. After that, the weekend looking good. We should have quite a bit of sunshine for Saturday and Sunday with highs in the 50s and lows in the 30s, but above freezing.
Yeah, that'll be good. Some sunshine on the weekend. People can get outside. That's good news. I want to talk about this last weekend, and I'm looking through pictures here posted up from Jeff Poor, who works with us, also from the Twitter feed of Governor Kay Ivey, and they are touring. Yesterday, they were touring Wetumpka, and I know that the preliminary said EF2, a tornado, went through there. And my gosh, I'm looking at pictures here, and I mean, it sounds like I'm just running down the cliches, Dr. Bill, but I mean, places are leveled. I mean, just flattened.
Yeah, it looks like that is going to be upgraded to a stronger category, at least up to a 3. We'll see after they get a thorough search of the type of structures that were damaged.
Yeah, looking at and vehicles and buildings and all that. I've got a question about with tornadoes. You know, get this, maybe it's an antiquated notion that there's a tornado season. You know, it's this spring thing that happens. It's something that's a March or an April. But I can think back, you know, I mean, here we are in our area. We had some tornadoes in December years ago, and now here's Wetumpka in January. Is there a tornado season, Dr. Bill?
Yeah, the one that we normally hear about all the time is the Great Plains and the Midwest, and the tornado season up there is in the spring. That's where the big battleground is between the tropical air and polar air. In the wintertime, that battleground between the warm and cold air shifts to the south, and that means that in the wintertime we tend to see more of them occurring in the southern states. There is sort of a maximum that has been showing over the last 10-20 years that seems to show in November, but of course the one that occurred the other day is in January. But the wintertime, your best chance for tornadoes is going to be in the south, and then in the spring it's up in the north and central areas of the country.
All right. So remember where you live. Basically, like Bill Finch talks about in our gardening show, that don't listen to what they say for, you know, what you should be gardening in Boston. We're in a different place. And I guess the same thing for tornadoes. Forget about that spring thing. It could be a wintertime event for us.
Yeah, again, it's where you have that battle between the warm and cold fronts, and they tend to be in the south during the winter, and up in the north and Midwest Great Plains areas in the spring.
All right. Also, remind folks, if they haven't, speaking of information on the weather, meteorological information and highs and lows and dry and wet and all those kind of things for our area, you put out an almanac every year about that, and people can get a free copy.
Yeah, and a lot of information on hurricanes. Of course, this is the 40th anniversary of Hurricane Frederick.
Oh, wow.
1979. And that's some of that damage is shown on the cover of this year's edition. You'll find them at West Marine here in Mobile, and Mike Ward's Liberty Safe Classic Cars out on Cottage Hill Road, and also Robert Moore Christmas Town. And if you're over in Baldwin County at Old Time Garden Supply and Billy Langford Allstate, they're in Fairhope. Also Autocraft Collision Centers and Robertsdale Power Equipment out on Highway 59.
All right, Dr. Bill, we'll check back soon.
Okay, Sean.
Exclusive forecast right here at FM Talk 106.5 from our staff meteorologist. Yeah, radio station with our own meteorologist, Dr. Bill Williams. 640, coming right back.
Hello, this is Emily Tidwell, and I'm here to talk to you about my dad's business, Forklift Hunter. If you own a forklift or a fleet of forklifts and you're not doing business with Forklift Hunter, you're probably flushing money down the big dealer toilet. Sorry, Dad said that. Forklift Hunter offers service, parts, and sales. As always, the labor rates and parts prices are a lot less than the dealers, and you'll never see a trip charge, fuel surcharge, or hazmat fee. Give him a call and compare at 479-2270 or visit ForkliftHunter.com. Forklift Hunter will save you money.
I'm Dr. Connie Uzel at Southern Cancer Center. As oncologists, we form deep bonds with our patients. One of my favorite things is when patients come in a few years after their cancer treatment. Oftentimes they will ask me, what year was that? When was my chemotherapy? And I smile really big because I know that it's in their rearview mirror. It's a fading memory. Come see the difference at Southern Cancer Center, navigating you from patient to survivor.
You know, a lot of advertisements for sales jobs are sugar-coated with all the money you could potentially make, or they're honey-dipped with opportunity. In reality, you make as much as you put into it. FM Talk 106.5 is looking for good people to be on the street representing us to local businesses while helping them with their local marketing. Experience is preferred, but we'll work with folks with a good attitude. This is Bill Roth, Director of Sales. Drop me an email to jobs@fmtalk1065.com today, and we'll set up an appointment. That's jobs@fmtalk1065.com.
641 FM Talk 1065 and Mobile Mornings. Glad to have you here on this Tuesday, day 29.
I think we're coming up on 31.
31 actually. Of the shutdown? Wow. Wait, my shower thought this morning about that was because I said, today is the longest we've ever been in a shutdown. And then tomorrow will be the longest. Strange reference here, but in the I think it was which one of the trilogy, I'm sure I'll screw this up, but it's not Return of the King, in the Tolkien trilogy,
Lord of the Rings,
yeah, but I mean I don't know which one, which book it was in, but as Frodo and Samwise, every step they take in the Shire when they get to the end, they say, now this is the farthest I've been away from home. No, now this is the farthest I've ever been
away
from home.
It's got to be the first one, right?
Yeah, it must be. It must be. And so I kind of have that vibe that every day it's like, no, this is the longest the shutdown's ever gone.
And what's scary is it doesn't look like there's an end in sight right now.
That's for sure. More on this from Westwood One's John Loring.
A light at the end of the tunnel for roughly 300 furloughed federal employees. These Department of Homeland Security workers won't be at their same positions, but as of Tuesday, they're on the payroll at their usual rate. Others, like federal prison employee George Little, aren't as lucky.
We're suffering here. My family's suffering here.
He hasn't been paid since the shutdown began last month. Caleb McCoy is a technician for the U.S. Geological Survey. He's been furloughed since late December.
I'd heard of Uber. I'd kind of looked at it from time to time as a potential job opportunity I could use to make, you know, some side money.
Meanwhile, the TSA reports 10% of its employees called out Sunday, saying many of them say they can't come to work because of financial limitations. As for the standoff, President Trump isn't bending on his demand for a border barrier.
Our government is shut down for one reason: so that the President of the United States can fund a monument to hate and division along our southern border.
I'm John Lawrence reporting.
A monument to hate. So every wall is a monument to hate and division.
I guess so.
And go figure. New news to me. But the debate goes on. The government still stays partially shut down out there and really affecting a lot of families. And I'm thinking about so many of the federal workers. The toughest, I would say, I mean, it's tough on both sides, but those that are non-essential that are not coming to work at least have a chance to go get a side, and I hate it for y'all. I'm not making light of it, but get a side hustle, do something to get a little cash
coming in. I know what that was like. I was under a non-compete. I guess I can talk about this. I'm sure there's my attorney out there screaming. But I was on a non-compete. I left one radio station here in town to come start this radio station. And because of a contract, I had to not work in radio for 6 months. Okay, we got to negotiate. And so I had to, and all I had done for decade and a half before that's working radio. So I had to go find other gigs for 6 months until I could start this job again. Thank goodness there were people that would take me under their employment knowing that I was going to leave. And that's a tough thing when we say, oh, well, just the people will get another job. Well, if you're, I mean, come on, as a small business owner, if I have somebody coming in, if I have two candidates for a job, okay, and one I know at any point will go back to their main job, it's hard for me to make the decision to bring them on board, do all the stuff it takes to get somebody on board, get them signed up, get them working with the company. I mean, there's a lot of paperwork there. There's a lot of training. And then all of a sudden that person, like next Tuesday, could leave. You're probably not going to decide on hiring that person. So it's not as easy as just saying they can get another job. At the same time, the people that I even have the most sympathy for are those that are working right now. They're showing up. They can't do a side hustle. They can't, and they're not getting a check.
And I wonder if that will be the breaking point, the non-working federal employees, and what that threshold is, how long we have to go without paychecks to those federal workers before somebody on either side of the aisle cracks finally.
Or this idea that Jeff Poor brought up yesterday, which is interesting, that maybe this could go to the courts. In other words, the president could move with this this emergency action to build the wall. That will bring in a lawsuit. That lawsuit will then take it to court. Then both sides can kind of declare a win in this, and it will be hung up in the courts, and they can get government back on. That's like one of the other paths here. I thought was an interesting theory from Jeff. 646 FM Talk 106.5, coming right back.
Hey, have you heard about what's happening at Wind Creek Atmore?
No, but I've heard it's the coolest casino and hotel ever.
Well, now, if you join Wind Creek Rewards, they'll reimburse you with free play for up to $1,000.
They'll give me back as much as $1,000?
I know, right? They call it the New Player Promise. And they'll also throw in some free food so we don't go hungry.
Well, what are we waiting for? Let's go to Wind Creek Atmore.
New members only. Minimum $75 loss required. Visit WindCreekAtmore.com for complete rules.
Thousands of federal employees and contract workers are going without paychecks during the government shutdown, and they need your donation of food items like canned meat, peanut butter, canned vegetables and fruit, fruit juice, boxed or canned meals like soup or mac and cheese, beans, pasta, rice, and baby formula. Drop off items at Atlanta Bread Company, 3680 Dauphin, Mobile United, 800 St. Joseph, United Way, 218 St. Francis, and Infirmary Credit Union, 130 Mobile Infirmary Boulevard.
This is Rona McSharry from McSharry's Irish Pub and Restaurant in downtown Fairhope, where you can enjoy great food at a great price, meet your mates for a pint and a chat, or dance the night away with our live DJ on Friday and Saturday nights. We have a lovely atmosphere, a large patio with big screen TVs, and it is said the best Reuben sandwich this side of the River Shannon. We open at 3 p.m. and close at 2 a.m. So come on down for a wee taste of Ireland at McSharry's Irish Pub in Fairhope, Alabama.
I'm Bill Wiles, WKRG News 5. State Auditor Jim Ziegler will kick off his exploratory campaign for U.S. Senate in Baldwin County later today. He announced his intentions to challenge incumbent Democratic Senator Doug Jones in November. Ziegler will speak at the Gift Horse Restaurant this morning at 11:30 in Foley. The deadline to qualify for the 2020 Alabama U.S. Senate race is November of this year. The U.S. is now in the fifth week of the longest government shutdown on record, and it might not be long until the shutdown starts affecting public schools. School leaders around the country may be faced with the challenge of scraping together money to feed low-income students. Typically, thanks to school meal programs, the government pays school districts back for meals they cover up front. But with shutdown, schools might eventually have to dip into reserves. It's Senior Bowl week in Mobile. The All-Stars hit the field for their first practice today. You can watch those at Ladd People's Stadium at 1:30 for the South, followed by the North at 3:30. A few years ago, the game decided to take seniors who graduated. This year's game has a record number of 10 playing.
We're not just bringing in juniors to say we're bringing in juniors.
Kickoff for the Senior Bowl, 1:30 Saturday. I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News.
Hi, it's Paul Feinbaum. College football season never ends. We're your home for coast-to-coast coverage of the game you love.
Paul Feinbaum, weekdays at 2 on FM Talk 106.5.
A new NBA record set last night. The NFL may be considering making pass interference reviewable. And I've got the Senior Bowl schedule for you leading into Saturday's game. It's 6:49 on FM Talk 106.5. I'm Dalton Orwig, and it's time for the Mobile Morning Sports Report, brought to you by Butch Cassidy's Cafe. It is Senior Bowl week in Mobile. Players began showing up on Sunday, and yesterday, Executive Director Jim Nagy kicked off the event with a press conference alongside Missouri quarterback Drew Locke and Auburn's Deshaun Davis. If you want to make it out to Ladd Peebles this week to watch some of the team practices, they are all open and free to the public. It gets started this afternoon at 1:30 when the South takes the field, followed by the North at 3:30. Tomorrow at 12:30, they switch it up. The North will practice first, and then at 3 o'clock, the South squad will take the field. And then on Thursday, they wrap up the week of practice. At 12:30, the North gets started, and at 3 o'clock, the South gets started. The North team will be coached by John Gruden and the Oakland Raiders staff, and the South team will be coached by Kyle Shanahan and the San Francisco 49ers. The Senior Bowl is set to kick off at 1:30 on Saturday at Ladd Peebles Stadium, and it will air on NFL Network. The Washington Post reported yesterday that the NFL will consider making pass interference a reviewable play this offseason in the wake of the shocking non-call late in the fourth quarter of Sunday's NFC Championship game between Los Angeles and New Orleans. A league source said it will be discussed at length, along with additional fouls that coaches feel should be subject to review. Judgment calls like pass interference penalties are currently non-reviewable, and at least 24 NFL owners would need to approve making such calls and non-calls reviewable plays. The Associated Press released their newest set of top 25 rankings for college basketball on Monday, and there's a new team on top. Tennessee comes in at number one in the new poll, climbing two spots to earn their first top ranking since 2008. The Volunteers received 48 of 64 first-place votes after Duke, Michigan, and Virginia all suffered losses last week. Kentucky rose four spots to number eight after beating Auburn on Saturday. The loss dropped the Tigers two spots to number 16. Ole Miss fell two spots to number 20. Mississippi State comes in at number 22, and the LSU Tigers entered the poll at number 25. There were plenty of NBA games to watch if you were off work yesterday for Martin Luther King Jr. Day. Golden State's Klay Thompson set an NBA record by nailing his first 10 three-point attempts and finished with 44 points in the Warriors' 130-111 victory over the Los Angeles Lakers.
And Thompson again! He is 10 for 10 from three-point range and 7 for 7 in the quarter.
Golden State has now won 8 games in a row, and they're 2-0 since DeMarcus Cousins returned from a torn Achilles. Philadelphia's Joel Embiid had 32 points and 14 rebounds in the 76ers' 121-93 win over the Houston Rockets. Houston's James Harden scored 30 points for the 20th consecutive game in the loss. New Orleans beat Memphis 105-85 without their top player Anthony Davis, and Chicago snapped a 10-game losing streak with a 104-88 win over Cleveland. 6:52 now, and that's the Mobile Morning Sports Report, brought to you by Butch Cassidy's Cafe, the 2018 Lagniappe Nappy Award winner for Best Burger. You'll find Butch Cassidy's in Mobile at the corner of North Florida Street and Old Shell Road.
All right, get the abacus out and get ready to count. CNBC has at least taken a stab in figuring out how much it costs to go to the Super Bowl.
Ooh.
We'll tally those numbers coming up.
In the Old West, things were settled the old-fashioned way. A duel, just one-on-one. At Butch Cassidy's, we believe it should be that way again. Just you and our soon-to-be-famous Butch Burger. Piled high with bacon, cheese, lettuce, tomato, onion, and pickles. Or just the way you like it. It's time for a showdown. Butch Cassidy's, Old Shell in North Florida Street.
Good morning for the StoneArmsInc.com. Traffic center accident-free conditions continue as the school buses are rolling again for the first time this week. Remember, 20 miles an hour in those school zones from Airport, Dauphin, and Spring Hill and 65. We look good. And traffic at the Eastern Shore from Malbus, Fairhope, and Daphne. Light traffic across the Bayway and the Causeway. Regional Home Center of Mobile at 7251 Moffett Road in Mobile. They have the Lloyd made by Cavalier, a three-bedroom, two-and-a-half bath with lots of upgrades, including a theater room. Call 649-2077 and ask for Vic or Tiff. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
This information update is brought to you by Century Bank. Since 1903, Century Bank has been a leader in the communities we serve and a top competitor for our customers' banking needs. Century Bank, we take banking personally. Online at centurybank.net.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
The Gulf Coast can expect mostly cloudy skies today with a few showers. It will be mild with temperatures in the lower 60s. Tonight, showers, lows in the upper 50s. And then tomorrow, showers and mild with highs in the upper 60s. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
Make no mistake, an IRS problem is a serious legal matter. I'm local attorney John Willis. My law office is in Fairhope, Alabama, and we focus exclusively on helping people solve their IRS tax problems. Several national tax resolution companies have recently been hit with consumer complaints, lawsuits, and government actions. As a result, many have shut down or filed bankruptcy. So before you send money to an out-of-town company with high-pressure salesmen and a TV spokesperson, check their reputation. My firm has an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau, and we've handled hundreds of cases right here on the Gulf Coast. Your initial consult is completely free and confidential, and we'll tell you on the spot exactly how much it'll cost. So if you're facing IRS wage levies, bank levies, or tax liens, call us today at 251-990-3261 or visit our website, willislawpc.com. That's 251-990-3261 or willislawpc.com. If you have IRS problems, you need an attorney. You need me, John Willis.
No representation is made that legal services performed are greater than the quality of legal services of others.
655, FM Talk 106.5 and Mobile Mornings. Sean Dalton, Dr. Bill, Kane with traffic. Kelly will be back with us soon. Yeah, I saw CNBC, Dalton, had put up a list here of the cost to get to the Super Bowl in Atlanta.
So it ain't cheap.
No, it didn't. Travel cost might be a little cheaper for us coming here. You know, we'll just make that ride. But they took in a bunch of different variables, including fluctuating ticket prices and lodging, not to mention different travel expenses, depending on where you're coming from, and then what you pay for food and entertainment. So here's what they came up with. They said getting into the game, $3,475,000 a ticket to $15,925 a ticket.
Oh, man. And you're not just buying one ticket.
The top end is over $15,000 for a ticket. I paid a lot for Bama tickets over the years, but what? And as of last night, the tickets on the secondary market were going for between $3,800 a ticket and $35,000 a ticket.
Oh, man, that is unbelievable.
$35,000. Transportation to Atlanta depends on where you live. It could be, you know, a little, it could be a lot. Lodging there in the city, $300 a night to $1,422 a night, I guess, how you roll, you know, if you're get a big fancy place. If you're like me and you go, what is the lowest hotel? Okay, food, $70 to $125. Where are they eating in Atlanta? Getting around town, $19 to $110. If you think, and I have no problem with it because I like the Uber model, mm-hmm. because it's completely market driven. Like, I get it. And I've had some high rates try to be charged me by Uber, and I choose not to do it. But yep. I mean, it's just the market. I like how it works. They're going to be surge pricing their backsides off in Atlanta.
Sure.
So it's getting around town, $19 to $110. I think that's probably low. I think you'll get surge pricing and it'll be higher. Entertainment, as if the game's not entertaining enough, $285 for the night, from zero to $285. So according to those estimates, you're looking at somewhere around between $3,900 to $18,000 for a trip to the Super Bowl.
One Patriots fan bought 8 tickets at the 50-yard line, $180,000.
Holy cow. All right, we'll be right back. Hour number 2 on the way.